And this is Brian. I was just talking about I got in the house Angel.
Stay tuned to learn about the great deals you can find in the BCC coupon book. Now, here's the host with the most, Brian Cash Claus, and his very special guest.
Well, there you go. We got Angel in the house. Tell us what you, and then tell us your name, sir.
Frank Cornier.
Frank Cornier. You ever watch Gunfeld? Anybody? But he always makes fun of his guests. Like, you ever watch him?
I've seen him before in the past, yeah.
Yeah, he does like a 30-second interview, and he makes fun of his guest. And then he goes to the next guy, and he's a comedian.
Ah,
and he roasts the guest before they're even on. you know, and I think that's kind of cool. I don't do that. But what I would like to start off with is responsibility. That word.
It's a big word.
It's a big word. And it's a big word where you don't pass blame, mm-hmm. right? Are you people that are blame throwers, like a fire thrower, a blame thrower, generally are people that don't want to look at themselves, right? It's more important, I think, to say I'm the problem,
mm-hmm.
because why? What do you think that would be?
It's more important to do that because you can solve whatever issues a lot quicker. You know,
right? Because if you blame you blame others. You can't. You're powerless over people, places, and things.
That's right.
Right. So if you're the problem, that's good.
That's right.
The fault finder will find fault with paradise.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's right.
And I find myself doing that. As a company, isn't it better to protect your employees and your partners, right, than to not have their best interest, right? Always protect your employees. Like, say if you're a CFO of a company. The lady was here from the bank, and I asked her, well, what makes a good CFO? And I thought it would be to make the company stronger. But she said, on air, she says, no, a good CFO gets each individual employee and gets their credit straight and helps them with a credit card and helps them operate their company. In other words, the stronger the unit is, in unity we succeed. So if you take one twig, you can break it. But if you put 50 twigs together, you can't break it. There's something in our common welfare comes first, and there's something in unity.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Teamwork.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that?
Well, I agree. I mean, there's no I in team, right? As
right.
they say, it's an old saying. And Frank, I mean, you're a leader in the community, and you know, he's touching on some very important subjects about what makes a good team and a good leader. What's your opinion on that?
Well, what came to mind immediately when he talked about protecting your employees is that employees are a company's number one asset, number one expense. So number one, you want to pick good employees, and then you want to retain them, you want to protect them, you want to look out for their best interest. As a CEO, I rely more on my staff than my staff relies on me. And people get it the wrong way. People think that once they're the CEO, you know, everybody relies on you. Well, that's not the case, because I'm only one person, but my staff is a staff of 10. So I'd much rather have 10% of each of my staff members than 100% of myself. I can get a lot more done with staff. So investing in staff, protecting staff is key for me, because I can only do so much. And
right.
I need to invest in my staff, build their capacity, not just give them a job, but increase their skill set. If I increase their skill set, they become more valuable.
How do you evaluate? Say you're not watching someone. Someone is secretively operating in an office, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that's the case. Then how do you evaluate their skill set if they're secretively operating? What would you base your decision on if they have skill sets?
What do you mean by secretively operating?
Say you have someone, you have a project you want them to do,
mm-hmm.
but you're not watching them because
mm-hmm.
you're in another. It's like you see big companies. You have one in London, one in New York.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't know what they're doing because you're not watching over them.
Right.
You don't have a camera on them.
Right.
So then if you don't have a camera on them and they're not communicating with you, then how would you base if their skill set is up to par? Based on what?
Based on results.
Right.
Look at the outcome. What are they producing?
Right.
I'm more interested in the result and the outcome than how they do it.
Right.
Because I may do it differently than they might. And we might take different approaches, but as long as we get to the outcome that we need to, that's what should matter the most.
Right. Results. Mm-hmm. Right. Profits. Results.
That's right.
But I do think, and just like to correct you, that I really believe that as a company, I do care how people operate mm-hmm. from a moral standpoint. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. Right. Moral is when you take a truthful look at yourself. Mm-hmm. Right. That's in the definition. But I do want them to get the results with morals mm-hmm. that have other. In other words, the more you help others achieve their goals, then you will achieve yours.
That's right.
That's the paradox.
That's right.
So if someone's secretively operating, I'm just using that word.
Sounds like the CIA when you say that to me.
I know.
Secretively operating.
But they're secretively operating, not communicating with the company.
Right. Okay.
And then at the end of the week, you would only judge them on their results.
Yeah.
So if they have zero results and they choose to operate secretively, how long would you keep in someone like that that's producing zero results?
Well, I think for me, what I would do first of all is find out why it is that they're not producing. Is it lack of motivation? Is it or is it lack of skill? Do they not know how to do it, or do they not want to do it?
Okay, we got Oscar on the phone. Who's Oscar?
Hello?
Oscar, from what business? Sunset, my guy. How are you, Oscar?
Doing very good, sir. How are you?
Can I say something what Oscar changed my life?
Sure.
So, Oscar, you said the way you judge a man is by the sweat on his brow, and that that if you have sweat on your brow, God will provide.
Exactly.
Do you remember me saying that to you too, Angel?
Absolutely.
And do you know that helped me? Because I was in a rut, right? I was burnt out, and I wasn't working. I don't know. I guess you could call it I was depressed.
Okay.
Right? And I was seeking and searching, why am I not working? And I'll use the word, why am I lazy? And then I go see Oscar. And he says, and I was scared, too, to be upfront, and I know a man shouldn't say that. I once told my doctor I was frightened, and I regretted saying that. Because what man wants to tell another man he's frightened? No, really, think about it.
Yeah.
But I was...
That's a vulnerable position to be in, to
right, because I'm getting the results back for cancer and all this other stuff.
Okay.
So I was, and I should have just had faith in God.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, with Oscar, I just said, Oscar, why is it that you work? And give me the answer that you said.
Say again?
What was the answer you gave me about the sweat on your brow and how God provides? How did
exactly.
you work? Tell me what you mean by that.
Well, I mean, if you work, you have to earn. If you earn, you know, give. You have to work to get money. If you don't work, you know, it's hard to God gonna provide you.
Right. Unless you have a company credit card.
Then
God provides. You don't got to work, and God provides, right?
I think there's a verse in the Bible that says, with the sweat from your brow, you shall support your family. And I'm probably paraphrasing, but there's something to that effect that the Bible states.
Right. And I believe in scripture, like, and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's just that for me, I don't always live it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you know, when you believe it, also you have to act. Because
that's
just
right.
believe it won't take you nowhere. You
that's
have to
right.
act. You have to act that saying, you know?
Right. Be about it. Don't talk about it.
Exactly.
Yeah, Oscar is referring to that other verse in the Bible that says that faith without acts is dead. So not only do you believe, but you actually have to put some work into it. You can't just say, I'm going to start a business and then sit on your butt all day and not do anything. You actually got to put some work into it.
And then again, how do you judge someone's works? once again, if you don't see them and they say they're working, how would you judge their works?
Again, the results, the outcome.
The outcome. So if someone has zero outcome, zero work, most likely they're not working.
Yeah, they're doing something wrong.
They're doing something wrong.
And communication is key. I think communication, having communication is a success to anything, any business. If there's something that might be preventing that person of not accomplishing your goals, then I think that person should be very clear on what's causing them not to achieve those goals. So communication is always key, and don't assume or presume, oh, well, you're not doing your job. There could be a reason behind it. We just don't know unless you have that communication with that person. But if communication is not there, then you run into a lot of roadblocks.
And it's a formula for failure, actually.
Yes, it is.
Right, teamwork.
Yes.
So, Oscar, you yes. leave at 5 o'clock every day, so you're not there. I noticed
that. No, I still want the job. I still working because I got a thing to finish.
Well, do you close the the garage in that case, so people don't know you're there?
Yes.
Right. Okay, because I was thinking because you had balance in your life.
Someone's in the line.
Okay. Anyhow, but no, you're still there working. I was thinking, man, I really respect him. Here's a guy that tells me that. You know what? Can you go through life out of 5? Think about that. Why? Because sometimes for me, I'll go to a 10 for excitement, and then I go for 0 for depression. Right? Can I just operate out of 5? What do you think?
I think there's times in life that you have to operate at different levels. You know, certain times in life call for you to up the ante, up your game, and put a little more effort into it. And if you're constantly operating at 5, then you're never stretched, you're never tested, and you get into a comfort level.
Right. Yes.
I think you constantly have to reach for higher.
You know what the enemy of results are, actually? There's a word that they say. What do you think, Oscar, the enemy of results are?
Well, the way I see it is if my job is done by the time I close the business, I close and I go home. But if I have something, I have to do it. I have to finish it. I will stay here until I finish it.
Right.
Even though my hours is 5 o'clock, but if the job is not done yet, I have to stay until it's done.
Right. And your sunset body shop and repair, and I love your line, why replace it when you can repair it?
A lot of times, that's the way we do.
Right. Oh, by the way, did my part come in for the door handle? Since I got you.
Hopefully it's coming tomorrow.
Hopefully. And then the seat, you're going to screw it in?
Yes. But give me a call tomorrow to be sure I will have it before you bring your car down.
Oh, of course. It was just that and then you have insurance estimates, color match specialist.
Yeah.
And you're right there at the corner of Betty Lane and Sunset Point Road.
Yes, sir.
And the name of your company is Sunset Body Shop and Repair.
Yes, sir.
And your name is Oscar.
Yes, sir.
Anything else you want to ask anybody?
That's all, sir. Thank you for the call.
You're welcome, buddy.
All right.
God bless you, Oscar.
I think we have somebody else. Thank you, Oscar, for chiming in, you know, and letting people know about your service and what you represent, you know. So.
Thank you.
So we have another person on the line from Achieve Credit Union, Michael.
No, unfortunately, we don't. He hung up.
Okay. Well, basically, I think Michael was calling because Achiever Credit Union, they're having a grand opening. They're doing a celebration this coming Saturday, actually, on May 13th from 4 to 6 p.m. Actually, it's a fun for all the whole family, so make sure to bring your family down. And if you actually open up an account, believe it or not, you'll get $200. Where can you go to get $200 for free when you open up an account at Achiever Bank? So remember this...
Okay.
So remember, again, this is Achiever Credit Union. So it's a grand opening celebration.
What's his phone number?
Who? The gentleman that's called?
Yeah.
I don't have his phone number, actually. I have a flyer, actually, I'm reading off of here.
Mike, and call back in, Mike.
Yes, definitely call in, Mike.
We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, their address is located at 10923 North Dale Mabry Highway, Tampa, Florida, 33618. So make sure you come and join the fun there at Carrollwood Branch. Opening up, again, if you open an account, you get $200. If you have a business, pretty awesome, between 4 and 6 on Saturday, May 13th, the grand opening. Also, there's another grand opening actually happening as well. Reflex Petty at Foot and Spa and Nails. Their phone number is 727-221-0759. And they're at 32832 US 19 North at Palm Harbor. Now, the business hours between 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. is right next door to Rita's behind Chick-fil-A in Palm Harbor. And they're also open Sundays, by the way, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So make sure you go there today for the grand openings. As a matter of fact, Tammy called and made sure that I said this as well. So make sure she could be there right there. Who knows?
Who knows?
That she's there. Again, grand opening at Reflex Patty, Foot and Spa and Nails at 727-221-0759 at 32832 US 19 North, Palm Harbor. Business hours, Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sundays from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. is right next door to Rita's behind Chick-fil-A in Palm Harbor. Don't forget that. By the way, we forgot to mention that Frank Cornier, who's here, he's also the president and CEO of Tampa Bay Neighborhood Housing Services, and he was invited as a guest. Was to kind of explain to us what exactly is he doing in the community and to share some of the great information they're providing. Well, they're doing it in Clearwater and everywhere else.
Well, first of all, Angel, thank you for the invitation. Thank you for having me come out and talk about the great work that we're doing. I have been in this radio station many years ago to do another real estate radio show when I was with a different organization. And I have pictures, and I think there's a couple of YouTube videos that are out there from that time as well. I'm the president and CEO of Tampa Bay Neighborhood Housing Services. We are Clearwater born and bred. We started off as Clearwater Neighborhood Housing Services back in 1979, so a little more than 40 years ago, and started performing and providing services to the low and moderate income community, low and moderate income families here in Clearwater, providing affordable housing opportunities, homebuyer education, credit counseling, and then we began to spread those services throughout Pinellas County, moving into St. Pete and Pinellas Park, and other parts of Pinellas County, and eventually began to increase our footprint and our service area to include Hillsborough County as well as Pasco County. So our service area now covers the Tampa Bay Greater Metropolitan Statistical Area, which again includes Pinellas County, Pasco County, and Hillsborough County. About a year and a half ago, we decided to change our name because, when you have a name like Clearwater Neighborhood Housing Services, most people think that you only help people in Clearwater, and that's your service area. So we had to change our name and thus change our name to Tampa Bay Neighborhood Housing Services, and that's how we operate. We are still located here in Clearwater on at 608 North Garden Avenue. We can see Clearwater Bay from our office. It's actually pretty nice little location that we have here.
And what type of services are you providing for the community that your organization provides?
So we still stay true to providing affordable housing options. And by affordable housing, I mean opportunities for people that are low to moderate income to purchase their first home or, their second home. If they owned a home and sold that, they can purchase a home. So we build new homes. Generally, they are three bedroom, two bath, attached garage. We purchase foreclosed properties that we rehab and sell. We also do home buyer education. Most people who are interested in buying a house and are first time home buyers and come from a family that oftentimes have never owned a home, they don't know what the process is. So we orient them on the entire home buying process from beginning to end, from looking at their income to their credit to what they qualify for to explaining the the application process, you know, what to look for in an inspector, what a realtor does, all the way to the title and responsibilities of a new homeowner. We also do credit counseling. Not everybody who comes through our door and gets educated is ready day one to purchase a home. Their credit may not be where it should be. Their savings might not be where it should be. So we provide that level of counseling to help handhold them along the way until they're ready to purchase. We also have provided rental assistance, utility assistance, and the area for that assistance varies depending on the funding that is available. So that is the majority of the programs that we offer.
And how many lots do you have available now in Clearwater, as far as if someone wanted to buy a house for a brand new home, and you know, so do you have lots available in Clearwater?
Yeah, we have one lot that is under construction, which is already sold, but we have three more homes that have been approved for construction. We have building permits all in Clearwater. All of those will be sold to first-time home buyers. You have to be able to get a mortgage, so you have to be mortgageable. You have to take a home buyer class, which we provide. But so we have three of them that will be starting construction soon. And then we have two others that are in for permitting. And then we have one lot that is in for design. So pretty soon here, we're going to have about seven or eight homes all under construction this summer.
Well, Little Birdie told me that you work with Habitat for Humanity. Is that true?
Well, yeah. Habitat for Humanity of Pinellas and Pasco County is an organization that we have never partnered with and done anything with, but we should have. You know, so when I took on my new role here with the organization, I reached out to Habitat, and they are an affordable housing provider as well. And the difference between them and us is that they have a different income demographic that they serve, which is a little bit lower than ours, and we have an income demographic that we serve as well. And so if they had buyers that exceeded their income limits, they couldn't help them, and they probably said, sorry, we can't help you. You'll have to look for other options. And in the past, when we've had buyers that don't meet ours, let's say they're underqualified or their income level is lower than what the programs that we provide, we've said can help you, and so now we can refer people back and forth to each other. So if there's someone that's you know, doesn't make enough income for our program, we refer them to Habitat, and if there's someone who exceeds Habitat's income level, they refer them to us. So that conversation with Habitat, Mike Sutton from Habitat, went extremely well. The city of Clearwater, a few months back, released a request for proposal on a 1.3-acre site that they had in the city of Clearwater and were desirous of having affordable housing built on it. So we got together with Habitat and said, let's put together a joint proposal to build 24 townhomes. Habitat would be responsible for 12 townhomes. We would be responsible for the other 12. Our income level would go up to 120% of the area median income, and Habitat will go up to 80% of the area median income. And so it's a chance to create a mixed income community on a site that has been vacant for many, many years, but is on a great is at a great location on a bus route, right next door to a community center, a rec center that has a fabulous facility, pool and other sports facilities for children and adults. It's down the street from Lake Bellevue. So the proposals went in. The scoring was done, and we were successful in getting that proposal. And the city staff is recommending city council proceed with that proposal, and that should be going to city council next month in June.
That's wonderful news. So if someone wanted to reach out to you, can you provide them like a contact number? I mean, how will they start this process?
Yeah, first let me just say that it's going to be probably 10 to 12 months to go through all of the engineering, architectural design process before we get building permits. And then it's probably going to take another 10 to 12 months for construction. So we're looking at townhomes that are not going to be immediately available, but they will be in early to mid 2025. If there is anybody out there that's interested in applying, you have two organizations that are working here. We'd have to figure out what the income level of the prospective buyer is to determine if it's going to be if they're going to go through Habitat's program or they're going to go through our program. The great thing about the Habitat program is Habitat provides 0% interest mortgages, which is a heck of a deal, particularly in today's market. The properties that are the townhomes that are purchased through our program, the buyers will have to get a traditional mortgage from a lender. So they can anybody who's interested can reach out through our website, www.tbnhs.org, and fill out a contact form expressing interest in the townhome project that's coming up. You can attend a home buyer education class. We can have you meet with a counselor, at which point then they will evaluate your income and see which direction makes sense. If you are not ready today to purchase a home, don't worry, because like I said, you've got almost 2 years to get ready. A lot can happen in 2 years. You can pay down your debt. You can increase your savings and have some money towards down payment. So just keep that in mind.
And so what's your opinion with today's market, with the rates being so high, people are very hesitant buying houses. What do you recommend for those folks that are right in the fence and either buying a home or kind of waiting?
Well, I'm gonna speak like as if I was speaking to a relative, a son, a daughter. The best time to buy a home is right now. And let me just taking a walk down memory lane. I remember back to the first home I purchased. At that time, and this was probably late '90s, early 2000s. The best rate on good credit was 9% interest, 9% mortgage. So when people cry today about 5% interest, I think back to when I paid 9% for my first home, and I was excited to pay 9%. I was like, sign me up. Let me lock in before the rate goes up. Best time to buy is now. The property values are not going to go down. I don't think they're going to go down. This is a supply and demand issue. We've got more people moving here, more demand for homes. We don't have enough homes going up. And I think that prices are going to continue to increase or level off or increase. I don't see them going down. So I say, if you are in a position to purchase a home, don't be on the fence. It used to be before that people would say, I can't afford to buy right now. Well, you can't afford to rent right now with the cost of rent where it is. The good news about purchasing a home is with a fixed rate mortgage is that you have fixed monthly cost, where when you're renting, your rent can go up annually.
So do you have like a 5-year goal for your organization? What's your future? What you're planning to do with Tampa Bay Neighborhood Housing Services?
Well, that's a pretty open question, but I will say that what we want to do is we want to continue providing affordable housing opportunities. For most of our history, we've been doing single-family homes. And you look around, and there's a lot of single-family, and there is a lot of multifamily. There isn't a whole lot in between, and people refer to that as the missing middle. You go up north and places like Boston and New York and Philadelphia and New Jersey, you have other options besides single family homes and multifamily. You've got quads, you got duplexes, you got triplexes, you got micro apartments,
you know what I see in you, just to interrupt you?
Yeah.
You're the expert. Seriously. In every industry there's a reliable expert. I don't even need to know all this stuff, right? What I do need to know is that I can hire a reliable expert.
That's right.
Right? So even if I said to you, look, my son right now needs a house, right? He has excellent credit. The thing I'm most proud about my son is he's been best man at two different weddings.
Okay.
But
That's the proudest.
You know? Isn't that crazy? The fact that he does very well in life.
Good.
And he makes more than the average person.
That's good.
And he's looking to purchase a house. Mm-hmm. And what I would like to tell him is, look, you are an expert. Call this expert up. Mm-hmm. And then if you can go, where do you live? What town?
Where do I live?
Yeah, what town? You don't got to tell me.
I live in Pasco County.
Okay, because he's in Dunedin.
Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. And he has excellent credit.
Okay.
I mean, unbelievable credit. He pays his bills before they even come.
That's
He's
great.
One of those.
The banks love
he
him.
He drives a Mercedes. He is a hairstylist.
Okay.
He's been at the same salon. And he does 10 to 15 heads a day, and he makes a nice income.
That's great.
And he files his taxes quarterly. You know, he's one of those.
He's on it.
He's on it.
He is on it.
Or just real quick, are you there, holistic healing roots and herbs man?
Am I?
Is he still there?
No, I'm here. I'm here. Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. What do you, can I ask you a question?
Yeah,
what do you think? I'm going to ask, not you, but what do you think about holistic healing roots and herbs yourself?
Personally?
Yeah.
Do you I'm not an expert in that.
See?
Not an expert in that. So whatever I told you is probably stuff that I learned on YouTube or Wikipedia or Google. I'm the wrong person
learning.
To ask.
But are you? But do you believe in that roots and herbs natural properties can heal?
I do. Yes,
there's
I do.
There's maybe a little bit something to it.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think before modern medicine, there was holistic and natural herbs and other. Other remedies that would help heal or soothe some pain, or I'm a firm believer in that.
Good. I'm glad you said that, by the way. This man here, he does holistic healing, right? And he does it from natural roots and herbs. And what he wants to know is what your ailment is and that he could help you. And he's really neat. Like, and if you go talk to him, right, he's exactly what you would think someone would be like, right? Like, he's really knowledgeable, and he's very enthusiastic about what he does.
And he does free samples.
And he does free samples. Tell us what you do there, my friend.
What I do is basically people come in, and I just open a small dialogue with them, and they tell me what's going on, and I intuitively get because it's a lot of knowledge that, you know, I've read a lot of stuff, and the thing is that people come in here and I see what works day to day from person to person. So it'll work immediately, or it'll work, you know, within a day or 2 days for that person right away, and then they come back and they tell me, hey, it's really, really working. This really helped me. So I write all that stuff down, and I continue to log everything and see what herbs and what blends work for what kind of people.
Wow, that's so honest. Think about what he said. Can I just paraphrase what I heard?
Yes.
He uses, and don't take this the wrong way because it's going to sound maybe wrong, but he uses people as guinea pigs.
No.
Yes. And then let's tell you what I heard.
It's not a guinea pig.
But then when they get back to you with
side effects,
you figure out this. Yes, you're doing human experiments with roots.
No, Brian, no way. I'm doing human experience. People that do human experience is when you get side effects from the medication. These things don't give you side effects. They absorb naturally into your system.
But you take the data back from the people what to do.
Yeah.
You do experiments. You know I'm kidding, right?
No humans were injured in the making
humans,
of this product.
Right. You go at... No, but I really believe is I learned myself, right? Just for me, trial and error.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of mistakes I've made in life. And the definition of insanity is doing the same thing, expecting different results.
Yep.
Right.
So
right.
through your experience, which money can't buy, am I making a comeback here? That you can go to Dr. Wu, that's what I call you. Isn't your name Dr. Wu?
No. what are you trying to do here, Brian? What's going on? What about the stuff I gave you?
Has that's what I'm saying. It worked great.
Right, exactly.
You
right.
saved
you
me.
Saw results.
I'm trying to make have fun, buddy.
A lot of times I've had big problems in my life, gut issues, prostate issues, kidney issues, and I am actually God's guinea pig is what I call myself, because he puts me in a predicament where I need to heal myself, and then I find something that works.
Right.
That's where it all started.
Trial and error.
That's where it all started for me, actually.
Right.
Myself.
Right.
Yeah. He tests on himself first.
He tests on himself.
Yeah.
All right.
It's not a test. It's not a test of the fruit or herb. It's when you're putting powdered tablets into somebody's system and they're having an adverse negative reaction. You know, when you go and you see these infomercials about the different medications that they're giving. Oh yeah, you know, you quit smoking, but you'll have suicidal thoughts. Like, you don't get that from herbs. You don't get that from herbs, you know?
Natural healing.
Either it works right away. There's no, like, negative.
What was the first thing I said to you? It worked.
Yeah, it worked.
It worked. Where I was at is, and I was scared. This is, remember earlier, it's funny that he's on now.
And I'll let you try it for free. You want to come in? You're skeptical? Everybody out there right now, just skeptical. I will make you a drink for free. Come in.
Or provide your telephone number so they can make sure they can reach out to you. What's your telephone number for them to reach out to you or address?
It's 140 49th Street South in St. Petersburg, Florida. And it's called Herb Scoop Shop.
And what's your hours of operation?
12 to 7, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I'm closed Saturday and Tuesday. And I'm open Sunday from 12 to 5.
All right, great stuff.
Any questions for the herbalist man that heals you naturally?
I was listening to what you guys were talking about the housing. Mm-hmm. 9% is even good, because back in the 80s when Reagan was in office, it was 18%.
Yes.
Yep.
You
yes,
know, my
mentor. So I also have a real estate broker's license. I'm licensed in the state of New York and in the state of Florida, and my mentor told me exactly what you're saying. He said, "Boy, you know, I wish I had a 9% mortgage. I paid 18% when I bought my first house."
Yeah, it was crazy back in the Reagan era. It was We saw because that's why the housing crisis happened, was because everybody had a 30% mortgage on their house, and then in the 2000s, the rates went down, and that's what happened. Everybody was basically taking free money, so it will go back up there. So if you're seeing 5, 6, 7, 8, 9% right now, it's still
grab
especially
it.
In Florida, it's not going down.
I don't think so either. There's much
everybody
way too to. Much demand for living in our living
See?
Here.
We live in the Garden of Eden here. It's not too hot. It's not too cold.
Do you want me to come up with a powder for you? Seriously,
Sunshine State.
What's your ailment? Tell the public what your ailment is. What is it?
My ailment, if you can come up with a powder to solve this affordable housing crisis that we're in, that's my ailment. That's a lot of people's ailment.
You know what he would say? Mushrooms.
Mushrooms. Well, that will make you look at things differently.
Yeah, that's for sure.
You really helped me. And the powders you gave me, it's not only do I have more energy, but even my bowel movements.
Uh-huh.
As crazy as that sounds, and something to talk about is embarrassing, of course, is so much better. When you have good bowel movements, that really makes you feel better.
Well, because your body is trying to detox waste out of your system. Right. And if it's holding on to it, if it's holding on to it all the time, then guess what? It's backing your system up, and you don't feel good.
Right.
It's trying to get rid of it, and it can't.
And not to get in the crapper here, but what constitutes a good bowel movement or good bowel system?
Well, when you're not forcing it out and it's not like rocks.
Okay.
You know, because if it's like rocks, it's getting stuck in your small colon, it's getting stuck in your intestines, and right. it's backing up. And you have more weight to your body. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? So mm-hmm. if you're backed up, you're having, you know, 6, 7, 8, 10, 15 pounds of weight in your system that your body's not getting rid of. Hmm. I mean, that's what Elvis Presley died from. He had like 45 pounds of weight in his system.
Wow.
When he, yeah. So it's you know, that's what it is.
So you have a powder for that you can put together. Seriously.
Okay. He does. Oh, okay.
And, you can crush up herbs and powders to make that happen.
A lot of times what happens also is that...
He crushes them up right there in front of you, too. You see these roots yeah. and herbs
correct.
And all that?
It's
just,
and he has
correct.
A grinder?
Just making a concoction yeah, right there
he
right
makes
in front
a
of
potion
you.
Is what I call yep. it.
It's like a scientist.
Yes. He's a scientist.
He's a mad scientist.
No, I'm not. I'm an herbalist.
He's an herbalist, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Let's call him what
like,
he is.
It's like natural healers.
Yeah. He's an herbalist.
Like the Indians back in the day used to do. Yeah.
And yeah. You guys feel yourself. I just try to guide you there.
Gotcha.
I can't heal you.
Would you
I
go
can't
to him?
For you.
I would, yeah. I would
I
go to him.
Can't heal
yeah.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on. I'll give you a drink for free. Come on.
Well, listen, I'm the type of person who I don't like taking any medication of any sort.
Right.
You know, I don't even take, you know, Advil or Tylenol right. or anything like that unless I absolutely necessarily have to. I'm trying not to take anything that is foreign to my body, and I don't want any kind of side
exactly.
effects. So
exactly.
I try to stay away. That's exactly. why when I take something, because, you know, I don't take anything, and, you know, let's say I take a Tylenol PM, it works that quickly because... You know, I don't take anything, so I haven't built any tolerances to anything.
Tylenol destroys your gut flora and your gut lining, by the way.
So listen, I have a real quick promo to say. This is a real great conversation, but I want to do a quick promo for the Millennium Soft Pressure Washing LLC residential and
okay.
commercial. They have affordable prices. They could do roof. They can wash your roof. They got house wash, concrete pavers, and more. You know, you can call them for quotes. Their telephone number is 727-858-5305. Again, it's 727-858-5305. Again, reach out to them. They do an amazing job, MillenniumPressureWashing.com. We also have jelly beans, ice cream, and treats. They're always fresh and made to order. So they do, I mean, you can go there, you can buy burgers, hot dogs, cheesesteaks, funnel cakes, fried Oreos, Twinkies, soft. They even have soft. Talk about ice cream, soft serve ice cream, and hand scoop, and much more. So they're located at 368 Patricia Avenue in Dunedin, and their telephone number is 727-754-5742. Again, the number is 727-754-5742. So that's the promo for them.
Yeah, and Jilly Beans. Her name is Jilly, and then she named it Jilly yeah. Beans. Yeah.
Oh my gosh!
And you know what? Everything is made to order too.
Oh my god!
Right, and. The bowel movement situation, you want it to be
healthy. We're talking about food.
You can't even make that up, right?
Yeah.
Hey, wait, real quick, before we talk about bowel movements, yeah. Mike, you there from Mainland Golf?
Yeah, I'm here. How you doing, Brian?
We have an herbalist, a man that I joke around, I call him Dr. Wu. But what he does is he takes herbs and all types of roots, grinds them up for natural healing. It's called holistic healing. What's your feelings on that, Mike?
I'm for anything that is not narcotics. I think holistic healing is a very good thing. It's something that everybody should get in touch with.
Very good. So you're going to be doing, he owns Mainland Golf, you know, you run it basically, the Mainland Golf Club.
Yes.
It's one of the most beautiful golf courses ever. I mean, don't people say that to you all the time?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean,
they
this is high-end, multi-million-dollar operation, right?
All family-owned for 52 years.
Right.
Wow.
And then Tyson is the man that I deal with. And then
third-generation owner. Yes, he is.
Third-generation. So can I ask you a question, what you're doing for Mother's Day?
All right. I normally don't work on Sundays, but I'm working for Mother's Day. And for every mother that comes in, we're going to give her a pink carnation in honor of Mother's Day.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Yes.
What's your address?
Our address is 9445 Mainlands Boulevard, Pinellas Park, 33782.
Very good. And then, you know what? Isn't that beautiful? And hopefully it's a beautiful day, sun-wise.
They said it's supposed to be. Hopefully, because all the mothers in the world only have one good day, and they deserve it.
Right. It's a special day. And
yes,
mothers, without mothers, there would be...
Nobody.
No
sons.
Nobody.
No sons. I don't know.
Nobody.
I was trying to figure out the next line.
Mother Nature.
Yeah. Mother Nature. Mother. I mean, they're important.
Don't forget about moms.
Yep.
Right.
Don't forget about your mother this weekend.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom, if you're listening.
Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Right.
And if they're not listening, call them.
Happy Mother's Day. Yep.
So what type of carnation are they going to get?
They're either going to be pink or white. I'll let them take their choice.
Very
Long
good.
Long-stem carnations. Mm.
And who came up with that idea, Mike?
That was me.
I know that. That's a great move. And that's Mainland Golf Club. And do you have any amulets yourself? You don't have to tell us online, but do you have any amulets?
Do I have any what?
Ailments, because we got an herbalist on the line.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I've got, I've only got 55% of my heart left. So,
okay.
Yeah, I've got ailments.
Okay.
So what would you recommend for that, Dr. Wu?
I'd recommend a motherwort tincture and a couple of other things, but I would have to sit and talk with him to find out if anything else is going on. I don't want to just throw things out there. I want to
get
another
good answer.
Mm.
Yeah.
Right.
I want to get, you know what I mean? But that helps the heart right away.
What's that?
The motherwort.
Wow, what's that? Do you know anybody know? Explain to us what that is, what type of root.
It's a plant. You can grow it. It grows here. It's usually grown. It usually thrives a little more in the winter. And it helps the blood regulate through the heart. It helps the heart. And also cacao, natural chocolate. There's no sugar and there's no milk in it.
Mm.
Cacao, that helps the heart. Beyond, it has theobromine in it, and it actually cleans the heart. It actually cleans your blood.
Hmm.
Interesting.
So, and there's a couple of other leaves. There's a couple of other teas that also have theobromine in it as well. And there's another one called theo. Actually, the word theo in Greek, in ancient Greece, is what they used to call God. So they call it like the God. I don't know, tree. Wayusa, they call it the tree of the gods, and they call it cacao also because it has theobromine in it.
Yeah, okay.
So
would you, Mike, like to go see him, and I will pay for it?
Absolutely. I'm open for anything to get me off all these pills I'm taking.
Would you set up an appointment? I'll give you Dr. Wu's phone number. It's a joke, Dr. Wu, by the way. That's a joke.
I know.
He's an herbalist.
My name is Michael.
Michael. But
yeah,
take this number down, Mike. Your name is Mike, right, too, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Mike.
Yep.
His phone number, you got a pen, Mike?
Absolutely.
813-370-7270.
Okay.
And he's probably about, I would say, if I had to guess, about 10 minutes, 15 minutes away from you.
Cool. Yeah.
Okay. He has an herb shop that when you walk in, you right away know it's an herb shop, too.
I'll give him a call tomorrow. We'll see what we can set up.
All right. It's a deal.
Perfect.
Match made in heaven.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, there we go.
So we have one more promo to say here. This is for our community first with the letter R. It's there serving Hillsborough County, Pasco County, and Pinellas County. So attention all business owners out there. So if you're looking for a way to make a meaningful impact in your community or also in our community, become a business partner by partnering up with our community first, LLC, to support local not-for-profit organizations and provide vital resources to individuals in need. As a participating business, you offer
discounts rates to our end products or services to RCF card-holding members, helping to connect individuals with resources they need while demonstrating your commitment to the community. This mutual beneficial partnership can help to create a dedicated customer base for your business and foster long-term growth. Join us in important work for offering your support to RCF today. Together, we can make a real difference in the lives of those in need and strengthening the community for years to come. Call today at 727-266-0977 or visit their website at www.ourcommunityfirst.com.
Wow, that's beautiful. Now, in closing, tell us what you want about the real estate deal you got going there.
Well, I just want to let your listeners know that those of you who are renters and are fearing losing out, fearing not being able to own a home, reach out to us. We can educate you on the whole home buying process. We can show you what options are available. Did you know that there are down payment and closing cost assistance for you if you qualify to help pay for your closing costs and down payment? In Clearwater, we may be able to get you up to $60,000. Other municipalities have other money that can help you with down payment and closing costs. And we actually build homes. So if you're having trouble finding a home that meets your price range, come see us. We might be able to help you.
Wow, that's fantastic. And Herbalist Man Mike, what do you got to say?
I just want to wish everybody a happy Mother's Day and enjoy this beautiful Florida weather. And be safe, be healthy, and come out and play golf.
And get a carnation?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
On Sunday. Mother's Day, white, or what is the other color?
Pink.
Pink. What do you? Okay, you want to make a bet right now, and you get with us next week? Who wants to make a bet? I'm going to put $50 on white. And
okay.
You're going to take pink.
I'll take pink.
$50.
$50
which
pink.
Who are you going with?
I go for white.
Who are you going with?
I'll go with pink. I like pink on ladies.
Okay.
White.
So.
It's the pink.
Okay. And then, so my thing is our bet. Will you let us know who wins?
I will let you know
then
on
give
Monday.
Give us the exact number.
Yes, sir.
$50 bet. Is that right, young man?
That's right. That's right, Mike. I got $25 for you if you say pink. No, I'm kidding.
Come on, golfers, don't lie.
Well, what am I going with? I got pink.
You
right?
said white. I said pink. You
oh,
said
okay.
White.
I said white.
Yeah. You already forgot.
Yeah.
Right. Do you have anything for memory at your holistic shop?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, good.
Oh, absolutely.
All right. Yeah. That's good. I forgot.
Okay. His stool is better, but his memory is shot now.
That's
all right.
It.
Bye, Tampa Bay. Thank you for tuning in.
No one can say I'm full of...
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.